Welcome to Pearls and Swine on Good News You Can Use. I'm Levi.
And I'm Lisa. And last time we looked at what Ruth actually said, the structure, the six clauses, the legal weight of the oath made on the road in Moab when everything was pointing in the wrong direction.
Today we need to talk about something more, I don't know, I feel a little uncomfortable. And I think it will make us uncomfortable if we listen, because the question isn't just what Ruth said. The question is when she said it.
Yeah, because the when changes everything.
Yeah, it does. Here's the thing. Nobody tells you about a commitment. The wedding is not when you commit to your marriage. It's just not. It's not. It's not like when you're saying those words up there. The real commitment, you say the words, but the real commitment takes feet, takes ownership, takes its place when all is not well in the marriage. Like, I don't know, how long was it for you down the road?
I don't know. I don't want to answer that. Day five.
Yeah. I always tell people Jen and I fought 364 days when we got married in that first year until we figured it out. And so, yeah.
And that's what you call the exit ramp, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's that. I mean, there were moments where there was exit ramp, I think, for her, but there was a commitment there, right? I think one of the things that is important in understanding is it happens when the exit ramp is, the commitment actually takes its place when what we see is this exit ramp, this easy off, and Ruth has an easy off. And the exit ramp is the moment when everything is pointing in one direction away, when the situation has gotten hard enough or cold enough or painful enough that leaving would be completely understandable for everyone. Like your family would be like, yeah, duh. Or your friends would be like, duh, yeah, you should do that.
Yeah, some friends.
Some friends, right? Like when everyone around you would nod if you walked away and go, yep, that makes total sense. When you could make a clean case for why this isn't working.
Well, yeah, and it's that moment right there is when a commitment either becomes real or reveals that it was always just words.
Yeah, it becomes a covenant in that moment, right? Mm-hmm. The wedding is the words. The exit ramp is when you find out if they were true.
Okay, Levi, you got a story to tell.
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, I've been doing this job for a really long time, right?
Sure.
And there's been many times where people come in and they're on that place of the exit ramp. And this isn't anywhere around here. I've been doing this in other states. And there was this man, he's like 11 years into his marriage. And he goes, man, about in year nine, it got really hard. Not in like a weird dramatic way. It just got really hard. Like things cooled off. And it was just kind of like an erosion of their relationship. And it was kind of on both sides. Both of them hurt each other. And there was just, they just kept doing it over and over and over again. Like there was no warmth in the room anymore. They were not enemies. They were more like, I don't know, roommates who share a history and a mortgage and they had a couple kids.
Sure. Yeah. I know that room.
Yeah. And he started talking about the exit ramp. And I just had to remind him of the commitment. Because there was no real biblical reason for the exit ramp. It was just, I don't really like her right now. And she, of course, doesn't like me right now. And what he told me, and this is happens, is he was honest enough to tell me that there was a woman at work that started noticing him. She was kind. She was interested. She asked questions nobody at home had asked in years. And he said, man, I feel something. And he said, man, I feel something I didn't think I was capable of feeling. And man, he was standing at the exit ramp and there was an arrow pointing, get off, get off, get off.
Yeah, just one direction. Everything's pointing in one direction at that point.
Yeah, everything. The loneliness for him was real. The distance at home was real. The feelings were real. Nobody was questioning that. The case for leaving or the crossing a line, it kind of was like, you got to change something here. Otherwise, this story is going to write itself. You could see what was going to happen.
So what does he do?
I told him, you got to go home, dude. Go home. Love your wife as Christ loves the church. And I said, you're not going to feel like it. And he went home. He went home. And he went home because 11 years ago, he realized that he made a commitment. And he decided at this ramp that with every arrow pointing the other direction, that that commitment is the thing.
And then?
I don't think he tells his wife all of these feelings. But over the next few months, like I had been meeting with him and something shifted. Because why? Why did it shift? Because he made the same decision Ruth made. Not at the altar, but at the exit ramp. And something in him settles. He stops measuring his marriage, I think, by what is currently giving him. And he starts investing in the possibility of what could be. And I think that's what changed him in that is I think God did something in his heart, but he starts investing in the possibility that it could be like, because the reality is at one point he liked her enough to marry her, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they liked each other.
One would assume.
Yeah. And yeah. And, you know, I kind of tracked with him for a while and 3 years later, that marriage, it was not the same thing.
Yeah, and it wasn't because the circumstances had magically changed, right? They probably still had their jobs and their two kids and their mortgage.
Oh, yeah. But what happened was one person at the exit ramp decided the commitment, the covenant, it was real. And that's where it really took feet for him.
Okay, so how does this have anything to do with Ruth?
Because Ruth was at the exit ramp. She's right there in the road. Naomi had handed her the keys. She built the full legal case. She was given Ruth everything she needs to walk away clean, with blessing, with permission, without guilt, and every arrow is pointing back toward Moab, back toward safety, back toward a life that makes sense. And then Ruth says, what does she say?
Where you go, I will go.
Not because it feels good, not because she understood the future, not because anyone asked her. She says it because she had decided before she knows how the story ends. That is the direction worth going.
Yeah, and here's where we may step on some toes. Because I think most of us are waiting for that feeling before we recommit. We're waiting to feel the warmth before we move towards the marriage, or feel the faith before we come back to God. Waiting to feel the friendship before we pick up the phone.
And we have it backwards.
Yeah, the feeling isn't what produces the commitment. The commitment is what over time, through the hard seasons, produces the feeling. You don't wait until you feel it. You decide, and then you act from that decision, and then feeling usually follows the faithfulness.
Yeah, Ruth does not feel her way into the oath. She decides her way into it.
And maybe we should say this too. Most of us don't make a full Ruth commitment. We make an Orpah commitment with Ruth language.
Yeah, we say the words. We mean them when we say them, but underneath it, we've left a little door, a private provision. I'm in unless it gets too hard. I'm staying unless something maybe better comes along. I believe unless God doesn't come through the way I expected him to come through.
Yeah, and those cracked doors shape everything. You don't fight for your marriage the same way when you've quietly kept an exit. And you don't push through the dark seasons of faith the same way when part of you is already measuring the distance to the door.
Yeah, a commitment with an exit clause isn't a commitment. It's an arrangement.
So here's the question that we're leaving you with. Before tomorrow, where's your exit ramp right now? You know the one, the place where leaving would be understandable. Your marriage, your faith, a friendship that has cost more than it's given.
What comes after your unless?
We're going to tell you next time why closing that door is possible and what makes it possible, because Ruth's commitment was stunning, but it was a shadow of something greater.
So don't miss good news tomorrow, but this is good news today that you can use.
Thanks for tuning in with us. If you've got questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you. You can email those to office@evangelup.org. If you'd like to catch up on any of the previous Pearls and Swine episodes, just search Evangel Houghton on your preferred podcast platform, or go to our website, evangelup.org.